This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year to be presented in Federal Parliament today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says he is ready to go to jail if any irregularities proved in Maoist combatant cantonment. Police arrest Bhutanese refugee leader Tek Nath Rizal and Haz Committee Chair Samsir Mia in connection to fake Bhutanese refugee scam. And at least 13 people die in Italy due to landslides and floods. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has responded to the queries raised by lawmakers in the House of Representatives yesterday. Responding to the questions put forth by lawmakers regarding the involvement of top leaders in fake Bhutanese refugee scam, Prime Minister Dahal reiterated the government's commitment to taking action against all involved in the scam. Similarly, responding to a query related to a citizenship bill, Prime Minister Dahal said the problem related to citizenship would be resolved within a month. In response to setting up a chemical fertilizer factory, the Prime Minister said different programs, including establishment of chemical fertilizer factory, would be put on priority in upcoming policies, programs and budget. The Prime Minister also reiterated that the government had adopted a policy of zero tolerance against corruption. On a question on post-earthquake reconstruction and the latest economic situation of the country, Prime Minister Dahal shared that there has been a notable improvement in the remittance inflow and foreign currency reserve. While replying to a query on Nepal's foreign policy stand, the Prime Minister stated that Nepal's foreign policy would be advanced, taking the national interest into consideration on the basis of Panchsheel or the five principles of peaceful coexistence. Likewise, in course of the question-answer session, the Prime Minister stated that the government would conclude the peace process as per the letter and the spirit of the Comprehensive Peace Accord. Replying to a question relating to Maoist combatant cantonment irregularity, the Prime Minister clarified that if he was convicted of any wrongdoing, he was ready to go to prison. The government is unveiling its policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24 today. The policy and programs will be presented before a joint session of the House of Representatives and National Assembly at 4 p.m. In yesterday's session of the House of Representatives, House Speaker Devraj Khimire directed all the MPs to be present in the House meeting by 3:45 p.m. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda presented the government's annual report of the previous fiscal year 2021-22 in the meeting. Likewise, President Ramchandra Baudil is scheduled to deliver an address today in a joint meeting of both the houses of the Federal Parliament. The Secretariat of the Federal Parliament has officially announced that the address will take place at the prestigious Federal Parliament building in New Banishore, with the proceedings commencing at 4 p.m. local time. This momentous occasion marks President Baudil's first speech within the Federal Parliament since his election to the post of the President. With a multitude of distinguished attendees, including political party leaders, heads and representatives of constitutional bodies, high-ranking government officials, heads of diplomatic missions in Nepal, and eminent figures from various sectors of society, the event is poised to witness a gathering of influential personalities. Following the joint meeting, separate meetings of the House of Representatives and National Assembly will be held today itself, signifying the continuation of parliamentary proceedings beyond the President's address. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajiswastha says the government is constantly working to put an end to corruption. During a meeting with the members of Overseas Coordination Committee and Nepali intellectuals working abroad yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said the economic prosperity and country's development was not possible without ending corruption. He further expressed the determination that the government would not spare anyone involved in corruption and financial irregularities. Kathmandu police have arrested chairperson of Nepal House Committee Samsher Mia and Bhutanese refugee leader Teknath Rizal in connection to the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Senior superintendent of police at Kathmandu District Police Range Dan Bahadur Kargi said Mia was arrested from Singhadarbar yesterday. According to the police, Mia misused a vehicle provided to the House Committee for the group involved in the racket. Likewise, SSP Kargi confirmed the arrest of Bhutanese refugee leader Rizal. Rizal was arrested from Chapa and was taken to Kathmandu District Court. Rizal has been remanded in custody for 2 days. A meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee under the House of Representatives unanimously endorsed its internal working procedure. In the meeting that was held at the Singhadarbar yesterday, all the committee members were of the view of dispatching the bill relating to money laundering and transitional justice to the respective body for closewise deliberations. The committee commenced the discussions on the Enforced Disappearances Inquiry Truth and Reconciliation Commission Act 2079 Bikram Sambat, Third Amendment. So far, 186 proposals have been registered seeking the amendment to the Act. The Country Programming Framework of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization for the Transformation of Overall Agriculture Sector of Nepal has been released. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Dr. Beduram Bhushal, National Planning Commission Vice Chairperson Dr. Meen Bahadur Shrestha, FAO Asia Pacific Region Chief Jong Kin Kim and UN Resident Representative Hana Singha Hamdi jointly launched the framework in Kathmandu yesterday. The framework covers strategic program for 5 years from 2023 to 2027. On the occasion, Minister Dr. Bhushal appreciated the support and cooperation of the FAO for the agriculture development of Nepal and expressed his belief that the framework would help achieve the sustainable development goals. Likewise, FAO's Asia-Pacific Region Chief Kim expressed FAO readiness to support the policy and programs of the Nepal government as per its mandate. UN resident Representative Hamdi expressed the full support and cooperation of the United Nations to Nepal in its process to graduate to the developing country from the least developed country by 2026. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. More than 20 rivers are burst to their banks in Italy, leaving 13 people dead and forcing thousands from their homes after 6 months' rainfall fell in a day and a half. According to BBC, more bodies were found on Thursday after almost every river flooded between Bologna and the northeast coast 115 kilometers away. Some 280 landslides have taken place. The mayor of Ravenna, a city badly affected by flooding, told the BBC it was the worst disaster in the century. He described the damage caused by the floods as catastrophic, costing people in its city and the wider reason their homes, possessions and for some their lives. The G7 leaders are holding their annual meeting in Hiroshima, Japan. According to BBC, top of the agenda is the war in Ukraine. The US says advanced economies will increase sanctions on Russia. The UK has also announced it will ban the import of Russian diamonds. Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky is due to give a video address this weekend. All the focuses will be climate and energy as well as food security and health. Host Japan is also pushing for progress on nuclear disarmament. The G7 comprises the US, UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy and Japan. 8 other nations have also been invited this year, including India, Brazil, Australia, Indonesia, South Korea and Vietnam. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 27 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year to be presented in the Federal Parliament today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says he is ready to go to jail if any irregularities proved in Maoist combatant cantonment. Police arrest Bhutanese refugee leader Teknath Rizal and House Committee Chair Samsar Mia in connection to fake Bhutanese refugee scam. And at least 13 people die in Italy due to landslides and floods. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.